Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Today on the podcast, we have Ward Sandler. He is the co-founder and CEO over at MemberSace. He runs a SaaS company that enables entrepreneurs and organizations to turn any part of their website into members only with just a few clicks.
So we're not just talking about MemberSpace today. We're talking about a new way, yet another option for y'all to add on amazing community to your membership or products using a tool called Circle. Now, they're not necessarily affiliated with MemberSpace, although they directly integrate, so it's super cool. But Ward's kind of breaking us down the features of Circle and how you can add on something like this community to better the experience for your members and your customers. So if you guys remember, we did an episode a couple of weeks back where we compared Patreon with Mighty Networks. This is another option for you guys who are moving off of social platforms for your community. So I think this one will give you some good things to think about with your amazing product services and adding on extra value. If you guys haven't tried MemberSpace yet, you should do that.
Head to bossproject.com/memberspace and you can check it out. Get a trial, see if it's for you. We'd love to see you. Hey, Ward, welcome to the show.
Hey, ladies. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're glad to have you back. For those of you who don't remember, Ward is the founder over at MemberSpace. Our creative template shop is built with his platform integrated to handle all the membership side, the sign-on side, the account processing and things like that. And he was listening to our show and we were talking more about building not just a membership, but what happens when you start to add on community. We had an episode recently where we were talking about Patreon and what's the other one?
Mighty Networks. That's episode 468, where we compared the networks or the platforms. We've also had Ward on the show before, and that was episode 434, where we talked about how to have an amazing customer service. And that one is so good and gave us a ton of good ideas on what to change within our own product and systems. So both of those are really good old ones to check out.
Yeah. But today we kind of want to dive into another option that we just found out about, new to us, but it integrates with MemberSpace, but adds on the capability to have more of a community aspect to a completely what would otherwise be like self-hosted, because MemberSpace sits on top of your website and just like blocks and protects certain pages, which I'm sure Ward will get more into, but we're excited to chat. So I'd love to know, you're listening to the show, you're thinking, and you're like, wait, I have things to add. What was your immediate thought?
What were you yelling at your phone?
Yeah. Well, before I dive in, I just want to do a quick congrats to you two on the success of the shop so far.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure you can see all our numbers. So
I sure can. Yeah, it's always nice to like see success stories with MemberSpace. Like, obviously, you're the ones who are making it successful. We're a small piece of it. but it's cool to just see that. Like that's like why we do this, to like see success stories like that.
Awesome. Well, yeah. I'm glad we're up there on the make note. This they are doing well.
Yes. Yeah, but to answer your question, so yeah, I mean, I was listening to it. I was on my daily walk, and the first thing that struck me was like, I totally agree. Patreon charges an absurd amount for a transaction.
Absurd.
It's crazy.
I Googled that because I thought I made it up. It was so absurd because I said it first, and then I was like, I should fact check myself. And I did, and I was right.
Right. It's like, yikes. If you don't really think about it, it sort of makes sense where it's like, yeah, as you make more, we charge a higher percentage. Then it's like, but you're collecting more because you have a flat percentage of the revenue. Yeah. So why would you also charge a higher percentage? Like you're just gouging at that point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, I think they top out at 15% and it's just like, oh my goodness. Obviously something's working though, because they're a lot of people are using them. I wonder if everyone's aware of how much they're paying.
Yeah, I don't think all the people are business people that use them, if that makes sense. But
I do know there's a couple of, because I'm a patron to a couple of podcasts, and two of them recently have moved off of the platform. They've built their own on their own website. Because at that point, if you have tens of thousands of members, it makes sense to invest in something like that. Mm-hmm. But it is, again, is everyone going to move over and you have to re-enter your credit card info? So it's all of those same struggles that you have, and it's just times a gajillion as your audience is bigger. So
yeah, exactly. And then, yeah, the other thing that kind of struck me was I definitely have heard of Mighty Networks, not like a ton, but like a few people have betched into them. And I've heard some people have been successful with them. Some haven't, as with every platform probably out there. But the one thing that did strike me was, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you're using Mighty Networks, they are the website builder as well, right?
Yes.
So, which is fine. I would doubt that they're going to do a better job at that than a Squarespace or a WordPress or a Webflow. And that's kind of the problem with a lot of these all-in-one platforms like Kajabi, Teachable, Thinkific. They all have really nice marketing sites that have all these nice checkboxes that they do everything. But everything's kind of like a C-, C-plus experience. In my mind, I'm still a strong proponent. Obviously, I'm biased, but I'm a strong proponent of, you know, pick the best tool for the job and then sew them all together so that your customers experience, from their perspective, everything feels seamless. The branding all still looks good. Everything just works, but they're getting the best of everything, which is what you would do with like a member space and Circle as the community platform. And then let's say Squarespace as your website editor. And there's downsides to that for sure. Like you as the admin or the owner, you have to integrate these tools. We try to make it easy, but it's still a thing. In my mind, the most important thing is the customer's experience. And I think it's hard to argue that Mighty Networks is going to do a better job at community, a better job at websites, and a better job at memberships than those three tools I just mentioned that focus on those areas individually.
Right.
And you're absolutely right. Again, it happens with every platform. There's pros and cons of literally any option that you go with. And the longer that you're on a platform, you'll begin to see the things that you wish it did differently or the things that you like about it. Like hopefully bonuses come up too and new features are released. And that's definitely happening with Mighty Networks. There's a new feature they recently released where it does now integrate with Zoom Live. So I can just like create an event inside Mighty Networks, tell it I want it to do Zoom, and it's going to pick the meeting ID or the webinar ID, populate that link, do RSVPs. That's a really cool feature. There's a couple other things that they've got going on that are really neat, but 100% that landing page aspect of selling my membership then is like, it's garbage. It's just so basic. And so it's one of those things where now it's like, cool, I have a Shopify site for this side of my business, which also is not known for its beautiful landing pages because it's an e-commerce site, but that's what I needed it to do really well to sell a physical product.
Right.
And then I've got this community over here and I'm now struggling to bridge that gap of I'm having cold people see my membership and they're not going to just be like, oh, she put three bullet points on here. I know her and I'm going to go ahead and buy, which is how all of my other members have come in.
Sure.
Or I totally forgot to describe it when I switched over from Patreon to Mighty Networks. And I just literally was like, it's $20. You should join. And then people were like, well, what? So what do I get? And I was like, oh, I should probably tell you that.
Oh my gosh.
In a really kinky way.
Emily, what the heck? Well, I will say, and this coming more from like the design side and someone who's for a long time kind of run all the tech behind the scenes, at least until we started bringing on people to do it for us. Cause thank God, cause I just couldn't keep doing it all. But I was always, even from the very beginning, really disliked all-in-one solutions because I always felt like they didn't do anything great. It was like they did everything mediocre, but like you get the benefit of it being in one thing. And does it cost more to kind of piecemeal things together? Sometimes. But I think for the outside looking in, if you do it right, it can feel really seamless and it can feel really organic. I think you guys would be a little bit shocked how many different things.
Our experience is seamless, but there's so
theirs is
patchwork.
I'm like, together. There's how many websites and also lead pages and also this and all whatever. But I do like the benefit, but because it's totally new to us, would you kind of talk a little bit about how, I mean, I know how MemberSpace works because I use it all the time, but for someone who may be brand new, why would MemberSpace be a solution? And then when would Circle be a good add-on?
The quick summary, MemberSpace is a way to lock down any existing page of your website, whether your website is on Squarespace, WordPress, Webflow, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So you can literally just add a paywall to any page of your site and therefore any content on those pages without having to have people leave your site. That's kind of the main benefit. Mm-hmm. Where Circle comes in, if you're like, all right, that's cool. I got videos, I got PDFs, I got audio, whatever, but hey, I also want to have a community, right? Like a Facebook group, but I don't want people to go to Facebook for a whole bunch of reasons. If you want to do that, you need to use a third party or some kind of forum, right? A lot of them that are out there are pretty ugly and clunky looking. Circle is a relatively new one, but they are moving quick. They spun off from Teachable. They used to be part of Teachable, one of the guys that worked there. And Teachable is one of their integrations as well. So they have a lot of customers coming from that. They're well-funded from both customers and outside funding. So like they're growing quick. You would use them. It's like, hey, okay, I want a community. I already have my members on my site on those lockdown pages. I want them to access a community. If you're using MemberSpace, your folks that are members can just go to the community. They don't need to create a new community login. Mm-hmm. If they're logged in as a member on your site, they're logged in to the Circle community as well. Their name and their image transfers automatically too. So it just kind of feels like they just bounce around, they go to the community, and random people can't go to the community. They have to be a member first. So it's all just locked down automatically. And that's the idea there.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a super attractive way to like create a super custom experience. We've historically, and we talked a lot about this in the other episode where we were talking about communities, Facebook... While it's been our community platform of choice for a long time,
especially
for real though, without having a ton of maintenance, it's really hard to use it for a paid product because you got to kick people in and out and control it. And while it is seamless with, you know, a lot of user behavior, I do think user behavior is shifting and less people are using Facebook than they were 5 years ago, at least in my market. I'm sure they could prove users have grown and blah, 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 but that's not the point. I think in this way, people are kind of looking at their options and seeing what happens. So I'd love to know what some of your favorite tools or the special things that it does that you maybe haven't seen elsewhere.
They have a ton of Zapier integrate, like Zaps. So if anyone's familiar with Zapier, it's the way to connect third parties together. So with Circle, for example, you can make it so that people are added to certain like spaces within your forum, which would be like a Slack channel. So it's like a subsection within the forum. You can control that based on the plan that someone's on in MemberSpace. So you could have like different tiers, have access to different parts of your community or your forum. You can make it so that if somebody, I don't know, pays via PayPal or something, that adds them to a certain section, or they fill in a type form in a certain way, that adds them to a certain space within your circle. They have lots of little nuances there. Aside from that, they do have like, you know, direct messaging, which is, I think, is pretty standard where people could like directly message each other. But the main thing is just kind of like the look and feel. It just kind of looks nice.
It does look nice.
and like you can control all the branding aspects. They do a good job of how you can notify people and how people can opt out of notifications. It's all pretty, nice. It's all pretty clear. They have an iOS app coming out. I think they just launched that. So your people can access their community on their phone in a native, in a native app. So that's a nice experience. So yeah, I mean, I think it's just a lot of this comes down to aesthetics, but also it's just that full brand control. Like you really can make it how you want it.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
They have custom domain even on the smallest tier or plan, which I talked about that with Mighty Networks and how Patreon doesn't offer that for anyone, no matter how much you're paying. And custom domain is super, super helpful, not only just for like literally go to my URL slash whatever you want to send them to, and you're not sending them to someone else's website and hope that they sign up. You can retarget with ads. You can retarget with, you know, pixel that traffic and build up audiences to serve them different content. And I like the flexibility of, yeah, you might not be ready for that now, but you never know what your community is going to do and how it's going to grow. And the ability to get that, I think, is really helpful.
Yeah. The other thing I think is the pricing too. I know that was a big knock against Patreon. So Mighty Networks, I'm looking at their stuff. So it's 5% on the free plan as in terms of transaction fee, and that's after Stripe credit card processing. 2% on the business plan and 3% on their community plan. So not a crazy transaction fee, but And I think we had talked about this before. If you're kind of combining tools together, you know, sometimes it'll be more expensive than an all-in-one. I think it depends on what scale you're at too, right? So
totally.
With MemberSpace, you can get down to a 0.5% transaction fee with right. a $200 a month plan or $100 a month, 1% fee. We kind of have different levels. So once you're making tens of thousands of dollars a month, the difference between 2% transaction fee and 1% adds up 100%. And pretty quickly. So yeah, that's the other thing to consider is like, okay, cool. Let's say maybe in theory, it's cheaper to use something like a Mighty Networks mm-hmm. to begin with. As you start to grow and scale, and you're like, you know what? I'm actually spending a lot of money on transaction fees. I want to mm-hmm. move. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be a super fun, easy transition. You're going to have to pretty much have people recreate accounts most likely. So that part is kind of annoying, yeah. I'd say.
And just like traveling back in time when different things didn't exist, because this mm-hmm. this always happens to us. The thing exists 6 months to a year after. Anyway, it's fine. Whatever. I'm not bitter. We're just ahead of the curve, guys. We need tools before they exist. I remember being back on the day we were on piano. Okay.
Oh my God. Oh
boy. Which actually, wait, it was before piano. What was Tiny Pass was purchased by Piano, which I think was technically owned by someone else. It was the most hackable platform I've ever been on. Okay. It was super easy to break. I actually thought it was fun to break other people's to like, which I should not say that out loud, but it's fine. I feel like what's back here? Oh, I know how to turn this off. I can just look. anyway, I didn't steal anything, guys. Okay. I'm on it.
That was like 5 years ago. It's fine.
It was totally
it's not
different
legal anymore.
It's not legal anymore.
It's been 5 years. That's how that works.
Anyway, it's fine. Yeah. Limitations, right? So we were there. And then I remember when we were first looking at for a course platform, which is definitely different than membership. It has its own like nuances to it. But I literally remember sitting down with Emily, a calculator, a notepad, mm-hmm. and being like, okay, this pricing is confusing, but I'm going to figure it out when. And also, PS, I appreciate software that just tell you when it makes sense to change, because back in the day, Teachable didn't. And so I was literally like
you had to
sitting
like pick your plan, and you couldn't like, you could upgrade, but it would be this weird thing. So we were literally like, okay, if we have 100 students here who are paying this much, then that means
I was trying to figure out when it made sense to upgrade. Okay. But I will say we've done this twice. Okay. We did it on Teachable. And then all these years later, we did it on MemberSpace for the Creative Template Shop. Like, when does it make sense to transition? And historic, mm-hmm. now I don't know if we're an anomaly, which is possible that we are, but we always have upgraded so much faster than anticipated. We were on the highest plan in Teachable within 3 months of starting selling courses. And wow. then in MemberSpace, we did it, I guess, in 8 months. And I only upgrade because it's cheaper, you guys. I don't just pay more to pay more. I pay more when it makes sense financially. But I think sometimes keeping that in mind of like, you also have to believe that you're going to get to the level where it makes sense to have the better service. And I've never used Circle, so I don't even know what I'm promoting at this point. But
just trust me. That's good.
But I do trust Ward in a really big way, honestly, because there's a lot of our previous conversation, which is not on topic with this at all, but really led us to treating our membership differently, treating it more like a SaaS product and having our customer service match all that. But
yeah, I kind of wanted to talk about that a little bit, because with the idea of Circle and the ideas that we took away from our last episode was all about how do we make the member experience, the customer experience better from the beginning, the middle, the end? How do we keep them? What do we do? And an idea for that was create community. And so we don't learn from our mistakes. Mm-hmm. And we started on Facebook. So it's there. It wouldn't be a hassle to move at all. It's literally nothing right now, but it's fine. But I think it was one of those things where we went to Facebook because that was our default of just what we know how to do. That's where other communities are. We didn't want one more sign-on thing. We didn't want to have to retrain people, blah, blah, blah. But since people are using Facebook differently these days within our market,
growing it is different, engagement is different, whatever. So what are you seeing that's really effective for people who are building communities for digital products like this, not just on Circle, but like how are they treating it and how is it a benefit instead of yet one more place to kind of check in on?
For example, we launched a community for MemberSpace. You have to be a MemberSpace customer to get to it. We're using Circle to do that in MemberSpace. So the way, and when we first launched it, it was kind of be one of those like, hey, share your wins. Do you have any like technical questions? Hey, do you want feedback on your landing page or your course layout? That kind of stuff. The stuff that'd be helpful to people who are building membership sites.
Yeah.
And one thing that we had in the back of our head was, you know what? This is good, but this isn't for support. We don't want people asking support questions here. Mm-hmm. And you very quickly realize that there is no way to avoid that.
Absolutely.
Because what's a support question? It's kind of this very strange little gray line. But what we did determine is, okay, people can pretty much ask whatever. The key is that they shouldn't expect a quick support response. Like if you want support, email support directly, right? Yeah. We'll get back to you a lot faster. The community is for the community to answer. So it might take time. It might not be directly from us. It might be from other members of the community. But by having this there, it just gives people another outlet, another place to kind of discuss your product or your service, to get help and nuanced challenges. Because even though it's our product, MemberSpace, we don't know it all. I am positive there are dozens or hundreds of use cases that I don't even know about that people are using it for. You know, the wisdom of the crowds kind of stuff. If you can have other people in your quote unquote community or audience helping each other, that's really powerful. Yeah, and then also trying to like shine a light on the folks like you guys that are doing really well. That's what we want to do in the future as well. Kind of maybe do AMAs kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's a way to sort of double down on your customers, the ones that are doing well, and promote them to the community. And it's this nice symbiotic thing that you can't really do unless you have a community of some kind. So that being said, it's definitely not one of those things that you set it and forget it and it just works. It's totally a bunch of upfront work. You're going to have to be the one doing a lot of that conversation starting in the beginning, but then eventually the community will start to take over as you guys already know with the Facebook groups you've done.
Yeah. It takes time to create that engagement, but then it becomes like a beast of its own. Like I can't quite imagine.
Oh, our large group.
Our large group anywhere else. But that's fine. Like, also, not that I don't love you guys. I'm just saying, like, my time is different now versus when I was starting it. And, you know, when I was starting it, I was in there hours every single day answering questions. But now I don't have to answer questions, like, because so many engaged people are in that community popping in and giving their advice or their two cents. And we get to decide when it's worth our time and when it makes sense. But I definitely think there's this value of community. People are searching for community, especially now, like being home more, and they crave a connection and like a new way that maybe before they just kind of took for granted. So I'll be curious to see how that community aspect becomes a bigger part of what people are doing when they are building some kind of digital product. But like you said, I think the use cases for a paid membership are just they're so vast that like I can't even quite fathom all the different things you could do.
Me neither.
I know the first time we talked about the Creative Template Shop, you were like, wait, what? What are you doing? Like, I'm a little lost. That's fine. It's fine. I was lost, honestly, but we figured it out. It's going well. But we have people in our community who are also building their own businesses and like creating the most, I wouldn't say bizarre, but just like things you would never think could be a thing. Like we have several bakers that like teach about baking or like do icing tutorials, all these things where they are selling it one-off right now, but could easily morph that into a membership model where people were getting it on a regular basis. I don't know. I'm always interested in the zillion ways you guys, like all your ideas for what you could turn it into.
Yeah. And I mean, that's something that's my focus kind of going forward is like make MemberSpace better for more use cases and for the use cases we're already pretty good with, get them to like an A+. So it's like, because it's tricky, right? A membership business can mean, like you said, almost anything. And everybody wants to use it in their own special little way.
Yeah.
And it's hard to make that a available, but then also not make the product complicated or bloated.
Right.
Like it's this tension and paradox of I need more features, but don't make it complicated. It's like it's almost
or you add
thing.
Too much value, and then people are like, "Well, I'm not utilizing enough of it to make it worth it."
Right.
Stay.
So it's like, yeah. So it's like, all right, if you can nail a few use cases. Yeah. If you can nail a few use cases and then as people use the product, they expand to more use cases, then it becomes more and more valuable over time is the idea. Or just use it for one use case and just knock it out of the park. And if you're making a lot of money, you're happy. You're not, you know, you're not looking for other options. So
yeah.
That's what I'm here for. Trying to be anyways.
Yeah.
God, Abby, are we switching to Circle?
I don't know. Like, it's definitely tempting. I mean, I already love member space. And the only hesitation I've had with moving our courses is just like recreating the back end of a course platform just sounds a little bit overwhelming. Well, a lot of it overwhelming. but I guess that's why we hire people to do things for us. But I don't know. I think there's a lot of options there. Emily, what's on your mind? Like, where do you see communities going in the future?
Yeah. I'm super glad to hear about Circle and recommend it to people. I think it is really interesting. And I'm thinking back about the DMs and like many, many Voxer conversations I've had with people of who's creating communities. Literally every single one is so different. One is an empowerment boudoir photographer who wants a private community that's not on Facebook so that they can have more personal conversations. And another one of my good friends is starting one for like her planner and mom and business owner community of like, here's how to actually use the planner. Let's challenge each other to get some stuff done. So I think it's really interesting to, I'm going to Vox both of them now and be like, so if you haven't started your community yet, definitely take a look at Circle. But I mean, I don't know. I'm excited to have this as a new option. I definitely don't want it to overwhelm you guys. I think there is a balance of starting with something that you can just start with today and it's not going to take, or at the end of the week, it doesn't have to be like today, but it's not going to take you forever to set up and get paid to run and do this community and something you can grow into. I think finding that balance is, it's the only decision you guys can make, right? So talk to me a little bit about if someone's starting member space today, I want to like address member space plus Circle a little bit, but if they were starting it, what's kind of some like realistic timelines and first steps that you would recommend to someone?
Yeah. I mean, the number one thing I would say is before you even start a trial, like you should have a website for sure. Build a website, whatever platform that is, Squarespace, Webflow, WordPress, whatever. Recently, we just launched on Notion, by the way, little fun fact out there.
I love that for like backends.
Yeah.
Like, we have a lot of people that use it internally. I've never played with it, but the people who send me Notion things, I'm like, this doc is so beautiful.
So sexy. So beautiful.
A beautiful document. So that's cool too. So if you wanted to have like certain parts of your Notion site locked down for members only, we can do that too now. But yeah, basically have your website. I would say start. In terms of the content that's going to be for members on your website, start that if you haven't yet. Member space is kind of like when you come in at the end and you like lock all the doors, you got to set up the rooms first. So there's no reason to put locks on the doors yet. If the room isn't painted, if you don't have like drywall there, like get that set up, get your room set up, get the pages set up. It doesn't need to be 100%, you know, but get started.
Yeah.
And then when it's time to start locking the doors, that's where member space comes in. So that's probably the number one thing. Cause at that point it's pretty quick. We have folks, you know, if you know what you're doing, you can get set up in like 30 minutes. But you know, if you don't have your pages created, that's not really a member space thing. That's more, you need to get your stuff created. We try to make everything simple. And then from there you can make it as complicated as you want. We have lots of things that are coming in the future trying to make it even more simple. But yeah, that's what I'd say. Start with your website first.
Yeah.
Can you tease anything that's coming?
We're going to try to be doing more Zapier integration. So like the ability when somebody does something externally that could trigger inviting or removing a member from member space. Right now, you do have to manually invite people or have them click a link to sign up. We'll have a trigger that you can automatically add or remove. So that'll be interesting. And then outside of that, we have some interesting features coming in terms of, and remind me with the Boss Project, is that WordPress or Squarespace?
Everything's on Squarespace right now. Okay. Emily's product shite is on Shopify though.
Okay. Shopify is an interesting one. That's our number one waitlist site, which I was very surprised by. Mm-hmm. So it's like, wait, why would you want to like lock down parts of your Shopify site?
So I do. I would love that feature. So I have a VIP restock. So for customers who spend a certain amount of money, they're considered VIP. They get their own intimate shopping experience because my stuff sells out in like minutes. And so for less crowds, my VIP customers get a password. But the only way I can do that right now on Shopify is either spending $40 a month on an app that doesn't work that well, or, and that will password protect just like one collection or one just slash shop or one category or whatever, or I can password protect my entire site for free because that's built into Shopify. It lets you do that, but I'm diversifying my traffic. And so I have content on Pinterest with blog content for my makers group. And so when I have a VIP day, I get a flood of DMs of people who are like, I'm trying to read this blog and it says your site's password protected. And I'm like, give me a day and then it won't be password protected anymore. Right. So it's kind of a shit show right now. So cool, that would be helpful.
Okay. Yeah. So that's up and that's coming. Maybe we're thinking about Shopify. But the other cool thing is sounds a little technical, but it's not that crazy. It's called a data attribute. So for things like WordPress and Webflow, you can actually hide or show particular sections of a page, not just the entire URL. So it's like you could have like a call to action to upgrade to the premium tier if you're on the low tier, and only shows if you're on the low tier.
Yeah, I like that. Like,
yeah, he'd get real crazy with that one. So that's something that's coming. We're kind of doing a big rewrite of there's a lot of stuff happening in the cookie world with Google and Safari that are going to break a lot of software out there. I don't know if other software companies are aware. A lot of things are going to break in like less than a year. But yeah, basically it'll make member space faster. It'll have that data attribute thing. And we have a lot of new features coming after that. It's going to like really allow us to accelerate because we're growing pretty quickly.
I love new features. They're my favorite thing. I'm like, oh, and now this and this, but it worked fine before. So it's all icing now. That's awesome. Well, and it sounds like my guess, and without having tried it yet, I would think that adding on Circle would really be just as simple as like, if you thought member space was easy to set up, I would imagine the setup to integrate is fairly straightforward. And he's right. Like, I will back up his claim of that it takes 30 minutes. I was like, wait, I'm done? Like, what am I missing here? I mean, we did go back and like add custom domain and stuff like that later. I didn't care at first, honestly, because I didn't even really know all the benefits that could add. But now we're doing like crazy back-end tracking with Google Analytics, and I don't even really fully understand what it is. I just get a report every month, so I'm really thankful for that. But I can find out, someone came from Pinterest and then went to my website and then went to the shop site and then ultimately became a member. But without adding my domain, it was as if that process was breaking. Like we said, it seems seamless to you guys, but we're jumping websites.
We know so much platforms
about you. And like, for it to feel like, oh, I just clicked. Oh, well, it's a little more complicated than that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's awesome. I'm excited. I feel like Emily, do a trial and just take a peek around.
Yeah, or get a demo. They do demos. Like, it's worth a shot to get just poke around. I just like that they're adding a live video thing as well. Like, that's a big feature they're coming out with soon. Yeah. So like, I just know like they got their finger on the pulse of things. They have a lot of traction. A lot of big communities are moving to them. So
yeah,
like
I did
riding that train.
They do on their homepage. They have a list of their founders, and I recognize quite a few faces. And I wouldn't say I'm not like in the know in the SaaS and software world by any means.
We know them. They don't know us.
Exactly. But
how it is 99% of the time.
Definitely some names and faces I recognize. So I would assume it's going to grow and it's going to become a more household name. And I'm sure since MemberSpace is integrated, that's going to mean good things for you too, Ward.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, I thought so too. Yep.
Well, thank you so much for this. This was incredibly helpful.
If you want to try MemberSpace, you can go to bossproject.com/MemberSpace, give it a whirl. We'd love to see you guys there if that's something you need in your life. We definitely recommend it. We use it every day. I mostly just check on it because I like to see our membership grow. It's not like it needs maintenance. It just works, which is so lovely. Things that just work.
Thank you so much for being here again.
Yeah, it's always great talking with you both. Hope I can come back again at some point.
Oh, for sure. I'm sure always. We'll come through soon.
We'll chat with you later.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.